Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes from Inside Carolina with you. Greg, Carolina travels to Atlanta to face a Georgia Tech team that's never easy. Carolina does it with four more guys done for the year. Your take on the injury bug that we keep talking about, but that keeps biting the Tar Heels.
Yeah, Tommy, it's gotten somewhat comical. I mean, we're talking about 13 guys are listed as out for the season. Another four guys are out for the game. And then Jalen Dalton is doubtful, and we actually do not expect him to play against the Yellow Jackets. The first couple weeks of the season was really a situation where you had some guys that were out for the year, but none of them were starters. But what we've seen the last 2 weeks has just been really unprecedented. You're talking about seven starters and some guys like Austin Proehl, who's just a critical leader for this offense. A guy like Andre Smith last week, he's the heart and soul of that defense. And when you talk about a guy like Jalen Dalton, who is really North Carolina's most disruptive defensive lineman, when you start having all these injuries pile up, it really fatigues you. It limits what you can do schematically, and it's really going to test what Larry Fedora and his staff can do. I will tell you this, you can only do so much with limited bodies. If they lose any more guys, they're going to have a really hard time doing what they would like to do in the playbook, and that just adds even more woes to the problems that Larry Fedora has on his plate right now.
Ask any football coach what's the most important thing, they'll say staying healthy. North Carolina with 13 guys listed as out for the season, and it's just week five. Incredible.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.